college basketball fans are counting the days until the NCAA's March Madness next month. But for Food Network fans, the big dance begins this Sunday with the start of Tournament of Champions 4, hosted by Food Network star Guy Fieri.
We are going to rock this arena. These chefs are unbelievable.
TOC also has brackets, 32 chefs seated in East and West divisions facing each other in head-to-head battles till only one remains. Last year, that was Boston-based chef Tiffany Faison, winning not only the championship belt, but a $100,000 prize. She's also a four-time James Beard Award finalist, owner of Big Heart Hospitality, which runs five popular Massachusetts restaurants. And foodies will recognize her from Top Chef, Chopped, and Guy's Grocery Games. Tiffany Faison is back for TOC 4 and here in the studio. Welcome.
Robin, I'm so happy to be here. It's a moment for me to be sitting here with you.
Well, you can't tell us some of the things that are happening in this year's tournament.
I can't.
But what was it like to win?
Oh, the best. The best. All of those times when people say, I'm just happy to be in the room and it's so great to just be here. All of those things are true. Nothing feels good like winning feels. It was so, I mean, you just even talking about the tournament in the intro, my hands are sweating. It's hard. It's the hardest culinary competition on the planet.
Talk really about that. It's in front of a live audience and something called the randomizer. Essentially, this is a spinning wheel. It determines what you cook and how you'll cook it.
It does. So the randomizer is, it's what chefs' nightmares are made of. It's five different categories: produce, protein, style, equipment, time. Sometimes those change. Sometimes they don't. And it gets increasingly harder as the rounds go on. And so, you know, the competition is really you against yourself. Can you be in the right headspace? Can you manage how you're feeling, your nerves, your body, all the things? It's you against the randomizer, and then it's you against the other chef.
Right. What is the weirdest thing the randomizer picked for you?
So many things. It's not necessarily just one weird thing. It's a combo. So when it lands on all five things, you have to come up with a dish that incorporates, not only incorporates, but celebrates and makes those things very obvious in your dish. There's no communication between you and the judges. It's blind judging, which I think is one of the things that makes this competition so unique and so special.
Let's explain that. You are all in another room.
Yes.
While these judges are discussing your food.
Yes.
Without knowing who made what.
Correct.
All I could think of was Murphy Brown in that segment where she is watching a group of television viewers in a focus group and she bursts in the room and starts, you know, yelling at them. How do you feel listening to other people talk about
it? It's the worst. If water torture were culinary torture, like someone held you down and forced you to listen to other people talk about your food. You know, sometimes it's overly complimentary, I think, where I think, oh, I'm getting a pass for stuff that I know that they're not missing. They've got to be picking up on the mistakes I made.
Imposter syndrome.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's times that I think I've done something that they're not picking up. It's so hard. And they're also friends. They're mentors. They're heroes of mine. It's impossible. It's so hard to watch.
Well, I want to note, because many listeners know, in the Paleozoic era, I hosted the first cooking game show on the Food Network.
I heard that.
Ready, Set, Cook. You know, we had James Beard chefs also.
To bring it back, Robin. Let's go. Food Network, are you listening?
They each got a bag of like 10 ingredients they had to cook with. Mm-hmm. It seems so tame and so long ago. What do you, you know, just survey this landscape you're in now of game shows. Obviously good for food.
Yes, good for food. Always. I think whenever we engage in any sort of activity or competition that gets people thinking more about food and thinking about our restaurants and thinking about how we eat and cooking at home or cooking with us, just generally thinking about food in a different way, I think that's a win. We keep upping the game. There's a running joke that they're going to have us like bungee in from cranes to get our ingredients. And, you know, we're all just masochists. We're going to go, yeah, we'll totally do that. Well, that makes sense.
I'm also thinking now when you said, yeah, I heard of it. It was probably before you were born.
Look,
it was so long ago. But
nothing that is taken ever goes away, and I'm sure it was not before I was born.
But just in general, how are you feeling about the industry after the pandemic and you with all these restaurants? Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to do it all. You have to be on the game shows. I mean, I'm sure you want to be, but all of this that's asked of a chef now.
It's interesting. Careers are different in the food world, for sure. Post-pandemic, I think a lot of cities have really come raging back in great ways. I think some cities have been slower to come back. I think it really is just city and neighborhood specific. So we're in a pretty good place right now. We're still not at numbers that we used to be before the pandemic. And the job of a chef is so wildly different now. I'm still a mentor and I'm still a chef and I'm still cooking my restaurants. And now these other things that I've been given the opportunity to do that, you know, sometimes are nerve-wracking and sometimes are great fun. And it's up to me now to also figure out the landscape of my year and what makes sense to say yes to and what makes sense to say, no, thank you, that's not for me.
And you're a woman. And for a long time, again, back in the Paleozoic era, there was Jody Adams mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe one or two others. Did you have to be especially ferocious on these shows?
The honest answer to that is you have to walk on a balance beam. The guys get to be ferocious. The women still have to be really likable and ferocious.
Well, you are both.
Thank you. Don't fall off the balance beam.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Tiffany Faison, Food Network Tournament of Champions winner, James Beard Award finalist. TOC4 begins this Sunday. Tiffany, I'm sorry.
My palms are sweating just thinking
So are mine. Best to you.
Thank you, Robin.